交前后共团圆。
So the riddle is about a Chinese word, so I'm not going to translate for you. Kind of lost in the
可以
translations.
打一个字儿，大家可能看见了，眼快的看见了，不快的还没看见啊。你看，他先出来了，他跳。为什么是妻子？
So the answer to this riddle is is this Chinese word?
元的前面是二，肖的后面是月，前后共加上一个共，所以就是妻子。那我想的意思呢，就是借着元宵前后这个谜语的谜底，这个妻字所引出的期望、期盼。
So this word, the answer to this riddle, really sort of leads to the meaning of expectations and hope.
期待我们在新的一年里边，能够回应过去半年以来陪伴我们的加勒太书所给我们提出的一些提醒和警示。
So I hope through this, I hope people can continue to be reminded by the sermons, the series of sermons we had through the book of Galatians.
期盼我们能够顺服圣灵的引导。
We hope that we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
学习用爱心彼此做奴仆，也就是彼此服侍。
So in love, we can be slave to each other and to serve each other.
在基督的团契中互相建造来扶持。
So in fellowship with Christ, so we can build and support each other.
那加勒太书系列讲章，咱们去年五月份好像开始的第一讲，是从第五章最后的两节，就是25到26节两节经文开始的主题，是在团契中互相担当。
When we started this series back in May, we started with the chapter 5, the last two verses, 25-26, and the title was In Fellowship, We Carry Each Other's Burdens.
那我们简单回忆一下，就这个主题是由加拉太书五章25、26节所引出的，在教会的团契中实践爱心生活的两个方面的劝诫。
So in that, in those verses, really review two exhortations that really teach us how to practice love in our fellowships.
一方面是劝诫基督的信徒，既然圣灵赐给了我们新的生命，那么我们就应该让圣灵引导我们的生活，结出圣灵的果子。
So one is really since one exhortation is about bearing the spiritual fruit. Since the Holy Spirit already gave our new lives, we should follow its leading.
那就像上一讲咱们讲过的，圣灵的九种果子，是不是我们信徒靠我们的刻苦努力就能够行出来？
So really, the yielding of the nine spiritual fruits was dependent on our own efforts.
结出圣灵的果子不是靠我们。
It wasn't really depend on our own efforts.
不是靠我们自己刻苦的追求。
It's not because we are our pursuance.
大家在生活中可能看到，有的信徒真是刻苦，真是努力。
So we
好像还没有幸福来。
Yeah, we know some of us are really trying very hard to bearing those fruits, but just maybe just not quite there yet.
怎么样才能醒来？靠的是顺服圣灵的引导。
We really need to follow and depend on the leading of Spirit.
顺服圣灵的指引和带领，这个前提是我们要祷告去求圣灵。
We need to really ask our Lord to having the Spirit leading and guide us.
那另一方面就是劝诫基督的信徒要戒或者是拒绝三样罪行。
So the second exhortation is about reject three sins.
就是最容易引起我们教会的纷争、引起结党分派甚至分裂的三样罪，哪三样罪？
So the three sins that are very easy to cause disputes, partisan, and division in the church. So
这
what
三
are
样
three
罪也可
sins?
以称为是三样诱因。
Or we can say the three sins are sort of direct motivation.
就是贪图虚名，彼此激怒，
A direct motivation causes sins, which the first one is sort of desire the fame. Anger each, second is anger each other. The third one is envy each other.
其实从古至今，教会信徒中，因着所谓的我要坚持真理而产生的争执、争吵，以致争吵之后受到伤害的事情，似乎一直以来是不可避免发生的事情。
It's inevitable from the past to the present churches, and the harm being made because we trying to hold on the so-called truth and all this argument and cause this harm.
罪魁祸首是什么？
So what the cause?
或许罪魁祸首就是我们里边那一对儿什么呀？上周有弟兄姐妹看过白狼和黑狼。
So it causes really is the fight sort of in our mind, the black wolf and the white wolf.
在他们两者在我们里边征战的过程中，我们偏爱了、喂养了黑狼，也就是任由肉体本性的情欲冲动。
Yeah, we sort of fed the black wolf and really gave ourselves in with our flesh the desires.
因而导致了我们贪图虚名，彼此激怒，相互嫉妒，那样的罪性泛滥的结果。
And this feeding really lead us to this desiring frame, envy and anger each other.
怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
就像我们的身体被细菌、被病毒侵袭而占了上风之后。
It's kind of analogous to our body has been overtaken by germs and virus.
我们不能讳疾忌医，躲在家里不去看医生，
We cannot keep avoiding seeing doctors.
而是要勇于面对。
In church, we need to really be brave enough to facing those problems we have.
信徒之间相互来扶持，相互重建。
We need to come together, be each other's mutual support and rebuild.
所以今天我们要学习加拉太书6章1到5节的经文，就是向信徒所提出的进一步的巩固、实践爱心生活的倡导。
So really today, via the verses we read, we're really trying to making some progress to continue to practice in love and carry each other's burdens.
这就是在团契中互相扶持。
Guys really carry each other's burdens.
在教会团契中，信徒之间互相扶持和重建，要有一个前提，或者我们称为基础。基础是什么？
So what's the prerequisite or the foundation to support and rebuild each other?
其实想来，我们是耶稣基督的信徒。
So we're really the disciples of Christ.
我们是属灵的人。
We're a spiritual being.
所以就要用属灵的方法。
Therefore, we must use spiritual method.
我们首先来通过加拉太书6章1节来思想扶持和重建的基础，也就是求上帝赐温柔的心。
Let's look at verse 1, really look at the foundation, which is really through the supplication to God for a gentle heart.
那我们来看加拉太书6章1节的经文。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被诱惑。
Here says, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
经文再次倡导我们，要求上帝赐给我们一颗温柔的心。
Here is really teaching us to, or encourage us to asking for this gentleness from God.
作为我们相互扶持和重建的基础。
Be the foundation for us to support and rebuild.
若有人被过犯所胜, 什么意思?
So here you talk about someone is caught in a sin.
这个意思表达的就是在教会生活中, 纵然, 尽管, 有弟兄或者姐妹, 犯了过错, 犯了罪, 甚至说陷,
So here meanings in church life, even one brother and sisters really commit some wrongdoings, commit a sin, and make some mistakes.
大家注意这个词儿, 偶然,
so, in
偶然是什么意思?
So in Chinese translation, in the English, there's a word, pastor the circle means occasionally.
它可以有几个词?
There are several meanings there.
就是我们中间的弟兄或者姐妹，偶尔这是一种；还有一种呢是不慎；还有一种呢就是一时的冲动。So
talking about when brother and sister are caught in a sin, sometimes those are kind of occasionally sort of caught in a sin, or sometimes means maybe you can think about it's incidentally or accidentally caught in a sin.
偶尔不慎，一时的冲动而犯了错，犯了罪。
And also include maybe impossibly just sort of caught in a sin, and they committed some wrongdoings and mistake or sins.
这是怎样的过犯，怎样的过错，怎样的罪？
So what kind of a sin or wrongdoing or mistake?
我想问这个意思是，它包括不包括？这中间是冒犯了你我他。 冒犯了我们的过错，冒犯了我们的过犯和罪，包括不包括？
The reason I'm asking this is because I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to see whether those wrongdoings include the offenses the person made to you, me, and him or her.
有的弟兄姐妹可能不在意，在我们中间那些弟兄姐妹啊，他们呢。 偶尔也好，不慎也好，一时冲动也好，犯错，犯了罪，甚至陷入罪中，不在意他们陷不陷。
Yeah, maybe some brothers and sisters do not even care whether others caught in a sin or not.
只要你的过犯、过错、罪跟我没关系，就没关系。
As long as it's not a sort of have any relationship with me, it's okay.
但是。 你的偶尔，你的一时冲动，你冒犯了我，怎么样？
But if you're caught in a sin, sort of accidentally or incidentally, impossibly, or occasionally sin, and that really offended me.
其实经文在这里给我们提醒说，对于偶尔不慎一时冲动而犯错犯罪，陷入过犯之中，甚至冒犯了我们的。
So here, it really include all kind, include the sins even when they offended us.
当我们看到他愿意在上帝那里边听从上帝的道，有一颗痛改的心。So
when we saw they really sort of willing to listen to the word of God. And showed remorse.
他因为激怒了我，然后呢，他有一颗忧伤的心。
Although maybe they offended me, but they showed remorse. So what should we do?
就是第一节经文所接下来的，你们属灵的人，就当用温柔的心把它挽回回。
So that's what's said here in the rest of the verse that you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently.
保罗在这儿讲，你们属灵的人，指的是谁呀？
So they're talking about you who live by the Spirit. Who are the people Paul referred to?
不是说是我们中间所谓那些属灵程度高的人。
So not only the few of us maybe have a high degree of spirituality.
啊，某某某属灵程度高，让他去帮助。
So that's only that person's job to restore you know, the people, the person who committed sin. So it's really talking about everyone here, everyone received the gift of the Spirit. Since we all are of our lived by the Spirit,
从我们决定接受耶稣基督那一天, 我们就是属于圣灵的人, 属于上帝的人,
from the date we decided to give your life to the Lord, be baptized, and we already become the ones who are of the Spirit.
所以我们就该以温柔的心, 把我们中间, 因着偶尔, 因着不慎, 因着一时冲动, 而犯了错，犯了罪，陷入过犯之中，甚至说激怒过我们的那些弟兄姐妹们，把他们换回来。
So everyone us here, we all need have the responsibility to restore a brother and sister who caught in a sin.
但是经文呢，在接下来的一些里面提到，又当自己小心，恐怕也被诱惑。
Also, in verse 9 it said, "But watch yourself." Or you also may be tempted.
这就是说，我们中间出面去做挽回工作的弟兄姐妹们，向我们所发出的一个提醒。
So this is really a friendly remind, warning to the brother who's doing the restoration work.
这一句经文呢，在翻译的时候前面呢省略了一个字，就是你。
Oh yeah, in the Chinese version, they actually did not talk about you. You know, they didn't omit that word you.
所以这个意思就是说，你，也就是我们每一个人，去帮助一个因偶尔不慎、一时冲动而冒犯了我们、犯了过错、犯了罪、陷入罪中的弟兄姐妹的时候，在这个之前，除了
So this is really saying you meaning all of us before we're going to do the rebuild work. So besides, we need asking for this gentleness from God.
还要十分小心，或者我称作，还要十二万分的小心，要扪心自问。
And we should be extremely cautious in asking us this those questions.
要扪心自问，自问什么呢？是我是要去帮助他呢，还是要去指责他呢？
So really, the two questions. One is, am I going to helping the person, or am I going to blame the person?
我找他是去灭火的呢，还是去激怒他去火上加油？
Really, are we? Am I going to calm this person, or I'm going to irritate this person?
所以弟兄姐妹们，仔细体会加拉太书六章第一节这些经文，这是多么多么宝贵的倡导和多么多么珍贵的提醒。
So when we really carefully sort of experience this verse, those are really precious reminders.
其实经文这里我们从表面看呢，首先提到的是教会中偶然被过犯所剩的人。
So really here talk about a brother caught in a sin incidentally.
但大家注意到没有，其实这段经文。
I'm not sure whether you realize the focus of this, the attention of the focus of this verse.
关注的重点显然是在教会中做挽回工作的那些。
Yeah, it's not the people who caught in a sin, but the brothers and sisters who are doing the restoration work.
再重复，在加拉太书六章一节的经文这里，虽然首先提到的是教会中。 偶然被过犯所剩的人，但关注的重点呢，却是教会中间去做挽回工作的。
I want to repeat this again. Although in verse 1, the first mentioned the people who caught in a sin, or brother and sister caught in a sin, but the attention, the focus of attention of this verse is about the people who are doing the restoration work. If the people trying to support and rebuild without the gentleness, do not examine their own minds, do not examine their behaviors,
一味的坚持, 拿着所谓圣经里边的真理作为工具, 作为武器, 去指责, 去批评人,
blindly using the truth, the truth of the used Bible as a tool or even as a weapon to blame and to criticize brothers and sisters.
哇，你这样做不符合圣经的要求。 你这样做、这样说是不符合圣经对我们的教导的。
So whatever,
你这是犯罪。
So whatever you did, not really did based on according to the Bible.
你怎么能这样对弟兄姐妹？你怎么能这样按着这，不按着这个话来对我呢？
How can you, do this to me, or how can you do this to others, and so on and so forth.
其结果怎么样？
So what would be the result?
虽然你去了，可能在给他读圣经，说圣经说了什么。
Although you may sort of go there and read the Bible to the person.
其结果是，本来是出面去做挽回工作的人，变成了一个需要被挽救的。
So the result actually become the one who's doing the restoration work become the one need to be restored.
明白了没有？从一个本来出于所谓坚持真理去做挽回工作的人，成为了一个 需要被挽回的人.
So really become the one who's, trying to help, then become someone need help.
需要被挽回的人是什么人呢？就是因为他是偶然，他是一时的冲动，变成了你在他的基础上，你又来一个偶然，又来个一时的冲动，结果呢，犯了罪，激怒了人。
So really, the one who trying to help become the one who caught in the sin. So it's really, from one sin to lead to another, and the whole work sort of caught in a very vicious circle.
这就是经文所指出的，又当自己小心。我们又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So that's why here it says, be what, but watch yourself, or you may be tempted.
所以又回到前面。 那请问大家说，圣灵所结的九种果子之一，这儿强调了一颗温柔的心从哪里来呀？
So go back to the nine spiritual fruits, one of which is the gentleness. So where the gentleness is from?
尤其是我们被激怒了，被伤透了心的情况下，从哪儿来的温柔的心去对待那些伤我们的心？
So when we were extremely hurt, were damaged by the sin. So where the gentleness will be coming from?
唯有借着祷告，求上帝为我们建造一颗温柔的心。So
really, the only way was to pray, while the prayer ask God to build a gentle heart. So last time we talked about the three characteristics of gentleness.
一个是顺服，顺服什么？顺服权柄。
So the first one is about submission, really submission to authority.
还有一个是受教，受教也就不是自己骄傲。
So the second one is about being educated, not really sort of hold on to our own pride.
还有一个就是体谅。 为他人着想。So
the third one is the empathy, the sympathy, and really thinking others before ourselves.
所以圣灵所结果子之一，温柔呢，就是顺服，怎么样？受教，体谅。Really,
the spiritual fruit of the gentleness means submission, be educated, not hold on our own pride, and really having the sympathy and putting others before us. Yeah, we need to really ask Lord to give us this gentleness.
Equip us 才能够将扶持和重建的进程继续下去。
So this is really the prerequisite and the foundation to making progress in this restoration work.
这就是加拉太六章二到五节所提醒我们的扶持和重建的进程，谦卑省察，谨言慎行。
So we're going to the second point, really the progression or progress made in this support and rebuild, really coming from humble, respective, and cautious with word and actions.
加拉太书六章二到五节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当察验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
So here says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load.
经文第二节这里提到了就完全了基督的律法。
Here in verse 2, he said, fulfilled the law of Christ.
其实我们对律法好像很敏感，从加拉太书一直以来是。
So probably we're very sensitive to the word of the law.
那基督的律法指的是什么？
So what does that mean? The law of Christ.
就是前面我们所讲的第五章十四节，因为全律法都包在爱人如己。
So the law of Christ really referred back to Galatians 5:14, where it says that the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself.
翻译成律法呢，跟前面是不是有时候会产生一些矛盾？有一个翻译的版本特别好，现在中文译本说要彼此分担重担，这样就是主权基督的命令。
So one of the translations of Galatians 6:2 is actually saying it's really following the Christ's command instead of fulfilling the law of Christ.
So, 也只有在爱人如己这个原则之下，我们才能够真正理解在团契中互相扶持这个主题。
Only under the principle of love your neighbor as yourself, we can really understand. The sermons today.
你才能够真正的理解怎样去实现爱心的生活。
Can really understand how we can live by love.
那在第二节和第五节的经文中分别提到了两个担当，一个是担当重担，一个是担当担子。
So in 2 and 5 also mentioned carrying burdens as well as carrying load.
这两者有没有区别？都是担当。如果有区别，区别在什么？
Is there any sort of difference between the two, the burdens and load?
第二节你们要担当的个人的重担，指的是一种重压的一些事情。
So in verse 2, carry a burden really means all the pressures we carry on our shoulders.
甚至可以形容那种难以忍受的，能够把人几乎要压垮的那种重担。
So even can describe those type of pressures are really unbearable and crushing.
这是什么样的重担？
So what kind of burdens are those?
那从第一节提醒我们要用温柔的心挽回工作，这样来推断的话。
So if we go back to look at verse 1,
那这个重担可不可以理解成就是因着他偶尔不慎一时冲动而犯了过错，犯了罪，甚至说激怒了其他信徒的这样一种忧伤痛悔的这种负担。
So can this be understood in the context of verse 1, the burden were really from the sin we made that caused the wrongdoings we made.
因为第二节这个重担。这个担当，其实，在新约圣经里面出现的仅有几次，次数不多。那他呢，和约翰福音19:17中记载着耶稣背着自己的十字架的背着是同一
So the carry the word here did not appear many times in the Bible if you look at the root of the verb. And it's going back to John chapter 19, 17, and using the same word there as well. So when we imagine our Lord carrying the cross and going to you know to the place.
我想问弟兄姐妹们，我们愿意自己使那些向着身背着十字架的主耶稣伸手指头吐唾沫、扔垃圾的那些围观者想象他们。So
the question to the brothers and sisters whether we willing to be the watchers or onlookers who are pointing fingers to Jesus and spit or even cast stones and trash on him.
还是愿意我们自己成为那些鞭打押送主耶稣这位在世人眼中的是罪犯的走向刑场的那些罗马士。
Or we want to be those Roman soldiers who whipped the Lord Christ and escort him, you know, as a criminal from the world perspective.
还是宁愿我们自己是那位虽然不情愿，但却默默的和主耶稣一起背负十字架走向刑场的那个非洲的古利奈人，叫西门的那个人。Or
we are actually willing to be the Simon of the Syrian from Africa, who may be not willing but really carry the cross with Jesus.
我们接着看第三节经文，人若无有自己还以为有，就是自欺了。So
in verse 3 it says, if anyone think they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves.
好像读起来有一点。
Maybe it's very hard to understand.
现在中文译本，一无所有而自以为了不起的人，只是自欺骗自己。So
there's another translation said, if you think you're something when you really are nothing, you're only deceiving yourself.
新汉译本，事实上，人若没有什么了不起，却自以为了不起，就是自欺。So
in another translation said, you know, we really take too much pride in ourselves. You know, we're really deceiving ourselves.
这实际上就是指的那些向身背十字架的主耶稣伸手指头吐唾沫、扔石头、扔垃圾的围观者的真实的写照。So
this is really a portrait of those onlookers and watchers who are pointing their fingers, spit and casting stones and trash to Jesus.
他以为那个人就是罪人，自己就是清洁的无罪的人。
And they thought you know, Jesus was the criminal, and they were not.
指的就是那些鞭打主耶稣的罗马士兵的形象。
And also a portrait of those Roman soldiers.
也是初代教会乃至今天教会的信徒最容易出现的问题。
It's also the problem often occur, regardless in the early churches or in the present churches.
当我们陷入自以为意的境况的时候。 当我们将指责的手指头伸出来的时候，when
we are really falling into our own pride and thought we're something and we're not, when we were pointing fingers to blame others,
很可能就是我们从一个守时所谓坚持圣经真理去做挽回工作的人，而变成了一个需要被挽回。
That was a time that we might become someone who doing the restoration work. And by holding the so-called truth, become someone we need to be rebuilt and restored.
所以第四节经文就劝勉我们，个人应当省察查验自己的行为。
Verse 4 really sort of warn us. Each one should test their own actions.
怎么样查验？查验的原则是？
So how we self-examine ourselves? What were the principles and the method we examining ourselves? So really, in the first four, the following says the following unto yourself, not comparing yourself with others.
这个意思就是说，你一定要小心谨慎，不要将自以为自己所拥有的长处、自己所拥有的优点，与你自己以为别人的短处、别人的缺点做比较。
So really, here is that we are very be cautious and not making assumptions to compare our own strength with others' weaknesses.
我们唯一能够夸耀、唯一能够感觉到自豪的是，我们的今天比昨天的我们自己有了什么样的进步，有了什么样的提高，有了什么样的变化。
So the only pride we can take was really a comparison to ourselves today with yesterday, how much progress we made.
所以你看，我找了很多经文，吕振中的一本。个人要把自己实际的工作或者意味自己的行为查验好了，那么也许可以单比较自己，而不比较别人来夸成绩。
So where another translation said, you should each judge your own conduct.
这是一个最新的，有一个最新的译本。这个呢，就是 Chinese New English 个人应当查验自己的工作，然后他可以自豪有可夸的理由，不必和别人比较。
So another version really sort said use another word to judge your own work, so not to compare in your work with others.
那请问经文在这里为什么让我们以这样的方法、这样的思路、这样的原则来查验自己？
So why the verses here sort of teaching us using this principle and the method to examine ourselves?
一路的问题，第五节给我们答了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
So the answer was from verse 5, for each one should carry their own load.
回到刚才这个问题的第二个担子，它的含义是什么
？So really, the load here, compared with the burden.What does the word load means here?
那第五节这里这个担子，它原本的意思呢，是指的是军队中士兵所背的行囊。
So the load here really was the travel sacks or the backpacks, the soldiers carried.
所以很明显，第五节这里的担子应该指的是什么？指的是个人必须。要承担，而且是不可推卸的责任。
So the load really means the responsibilities each person need to carry and cannot be pushed onto others.
那根据经文的上下文来了解，那这里这个担子呢，也应该包括我们每一个人需要我们自己对付的。
So the burden also include each one of us must to deal with our own sins. We really need to include that our own to deal with our own sins.
弟兄姐妹们，只有我们每一个信徒怀着一颗敬畏的心来查验自己，并且认识到我们自身需要对付的罪。
Only when each one of us really having this the heart of a reverence and examining our own sins.
担起我们自己责任中不可推卸的应该担当的重担的前提下。
And carry our own load, the responsibility to deal with our own sins.
才能够摆脱自以为意的那种简单粗暴的方法来指责他人。因偶尔不慎一时冲动而犯的过错，犯的罪，陷入的某种过犯。
Only by those prerequisites, we can free up ourselves from our own pride, and really free up us from the simple and crude method to blame others.
也才能够发自内心的用温柔的心去体谅，因着惹怒我们。而心中忧伤悔恨的人，才能够与弟兄姐妹们相互关顾，互相分担重担。
So only by doing so, we can really deeply can use the gentleness, and to carry each other's burden, and bear each other's burden. And be each other's mutual support. Do we agree? Back in the 80s, there was a doctor called Dr. Love in U.S. University of Southern California. His name is Leo Buscaglia. He was a author and also a lecturer.
他曾经有五本书, 同时登上纽约时报的畅销书的排行榜。
So at once he had five books all appeared on the New York Times bestseller list.
所以他被称为是爱博士,
yeah, that's why he was called the Doctor of Love.
有一次他被邀请担任一项特殊比赛的评委。
One time he was invited to be a judge for a very special competition.
挑选最有爱心的儿童.
The competition was to choose you know, a child of a
那在最后呢, 有一个获奖的小朋友, 小男孩, 四岁.
So child of love, and the award went to a 4-year-old boy.
那这个孩子呢, 他有一位邻居呢, 是刚刚失去了妻子的一位老先生。
The story was, you know, the kid had one neighbor, an old gentleman who just lost his wife.
每当那个小男孩呢, 他瞥见那位身材魁梧的老爷爷, 深陷痛苦之中, 孤独的一个人在家哭泣的时候。
So every time when he saw this old gentleman and sort of falling into a painful state, and was crying.
又穿过老先生的院子，以自己瘦小的小身躯，默默地爬上老人的膝盖，或者坐在那里，或者靠在老人的怀。
So he really sort of just passed to his yard, and sort of climbed on his knees and were sitting, or just sort of, you know, just embrace the old man, hug the old man.
就这样，他陪着这位老人。
And he really accompanied this person past this very dark and painful time. So when the mother of the little boy saw this, what the little boy did, and very curiously asked the question. So the question was, what did you say to him every time you, you know, you climb on his knees? So the kid answered shyly. I didn't say anything. I was just around and helping him pray. Maybe the gentleman, you know, own fault caused the his wife's death. Maybe he thought he did not take good care of his wife. So he really already fallen into a very deep guilt. The most fearful thing he did not want to face. So was the you know, the eyes or the word of his family and friends to question and blame him.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 圣经在这里让我们看到的, 在教会里, 疗伤,
so the verses here really taught us all our healing and repentance were must be built on top of grace.
有人偶尔一时冲动, 有了过犯, 有了罪, 他有一颗忧伤, 痛悔的心,
So someone caught in a sin, even though the person showed remorse and repentance, it does not mean the person can recover immediately. People need time to heal. So we need to really having this a heart of respect and heart of reverence. First, self-examine the sins we need to deal with. And making a prerequisite of carrying our own load. And then asking God to give us His gentleness, the spirit of gentleness. Then we can be each other's support and rebuild each other.